Them who reject the measure and eternal heritage of their fathers, and whose soul follow after idols, for they shall have no rest. Woe to them who work unrighteousness and help oppression, and slay their neighbors until the day of the great judgment. For he shall cast down your glory and bring affliction on your hearts, and shall arouse his fierce indignation and destroy you all with his sword. And all the holy and righteous shall remember your sins. The sinners destroy each other. Judgment of the fallen angels, the safety of the righteous, and further woes for the sinners. And in those days, in one place, the fathers together with their sons shall be smitten, and brothers one with another shall fall in death, till the streams flow with their blood. For a man shall not withhold his hand from slaying his son and his son's sons, and the sinner shall not withhold his hand from his honored brother. From dawn till sunset they shall slay one another. And the horse shall walk up to the breast in the blood of sinners, and the chariot shall be submerged to its high. In those days the angels shall descend into the secret places and gather together into one place all those who brought down sin, and the Most High will arise on that day of judgment to execute great judgment among sinners. And over all the righteous and holy he will appoint guardians from amongst the holy angels to guard them as the apple of an eye, until he makes an end of all the wickedness and all the sin, and through the righteous sleep a long sleep, they have naught to fear. And then the children of the earth shall see the wise in security, and shall understand all the words of this book, and recognize that their riches shall not be able to save them in the overthrow of their sins. Woe to you, sinners! On the day of strong anguish, ye who afflict the righteous and burn them with fire, ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, ye obstinate of heart, who watch in order to devise wickedness! Therefore shall fear come upon you, and there shall be none to help you. Woe to you, ye sinners, on account of the words of your mouth, and on account of the deeds of your hands, which your godlessness has wrought. In blazing flames burning worse than fire shall ye burn. And now know ye that from the angels he will inquire as to your deeds in heaven, from the sun and from the moon and from the stars, in reference to your sins, because upon the earth he executed judgment on the righteous. And he will summon to testify against you every cloud and mist and dew and rain, for they shall all be withheld because of you from descending upon you, and they shall be mindful of your sins. And now give presence to the rain, that it be not withheld from descending upon you, nor yet the dew, when it has received gold and silver from you, that it might descend. When the hoar frost and snow with their chilliness, and all the snowstorms with all their plagues fall upon you, in those days ye shall not be able to stand before them. Exhortation to the fear of God. All nature fears him, but not the sinners. Observe the heavens, ye children of heaven, and every work of the Most High, and fear ye him, and work no evil in his presence. If he closes the windows of heaven, and withholds the rain and the dew from descending on the earth on your account, what will ye do then? And if he sends his anger upon you because of your deeds, ye cannot petition him, for ye speak proud and insolent words against his righteousness. Therefore ye shall have no peace. And see ye not the sailors of the ships, how their ships are tossed to and fro by the waves, and are shaken by the winds, and are in sore trouble? And therefore do they fear, because all their goodly possessions go upon the sea with them, and they have evil forebodings of heart, that the sea will swallow them, and they will perish therein. Are not the entire sea, and all its waters, and all its movements, the works of the Most High? And has he not set limits to its doings, and confined it throughout by the sand? And at his reproof it is afraid and dries up, and all its fish die, and all that is in it. But ye sinner that are on the earth, fear him not. Has he not made the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein? Who has given understanding and wisdom to everything that moves on the earth and in the sea? Do not the sailors of the ship fear the sea? Yet sinners fear not the Most High. Terrors of the day of judgment, the adverse fortune of the righteous on the earth. In those days, when he hath brought a grievous fire upon you, whither will ye flee? And where will ye find deliverance? And when he launches forth his word against you, will ye not be affrighted and fear? And all the luminaries shall be affrighted with great fear, and all the earth shall be affrighted and tremble and be alarmed. And all the angels shall execute their commands, and shall seek to hide themselves from the presence of the great glory. And the children of earth shall tremble and quake, and ye sinners shall be cursed forever, and ye shall have no peace. Fear ye not, ye souls of the righteous, and be hopeful, ye that have died in righteousness. And grieve not, if your soul into Sheol has descended in grief, and that in your life your body fared not according to your goodness, but wait for the day of the judgment of sinners, and for the day of cursing and chastisement. And yet, when ye die, the sinners speak over you, as we die, so die the righteous. And what benefit do they reap for their deeds? Behold, even as we, so do they die in grief and darkness. And what have they more than we? From henceforth we are equal. And what will they receive, and what will they see forever? Behold, they too have died, and henceforth forever shall they see no light. I tell you, ye sinners, ye are content to eat and drink, and rob and sin, and strip men naked, and acquire wealth, and see good days. Have ye seen the righteous, how their ends falls out? that no manner of violence is found in them till their death. Nevertheless, they perish and became as though they had not been, and their spirits descended into Sheol in tribulation. Different destinies of the righteous and the sinners. Fresh objections of the sinners. Now therefore I swear to you, the righteous by the glory of the great and honored and mighty one in dominion, and by his greatness I swear to you, I know.